This is Asia and Oceania. My name is Daisy Shelton. Episode number 10 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, supranationalism, conflict and poverty. South Asia. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Today, South Asia is the world's second fastest growing region, with economic growth contributing to an impressive reduction in poverty. The unprecedented economic growth and poverty reduction raise the possibility of ending poverty within a generation in the region with the world's largest concentration of poor people. Growth-induced additional fiscal resources have led South Asian countries to increase spending on health and education, but with a difference: most South Asian countries, except for Bangladesh, have much higher conflict rates for their stage of development. Policymakers in South Asia have tried various policies to reduce conflict. Considerable potential exists for regional cooperation in reducing conflict, but this strategy has been underused in combating terrorism in South Asia. In South Asia, the number of extreme poor living on less than $1.90 a day dropped to 216 million people in 2015 from 275 million in 2013 and 536 million in 1990, and India is likely to be overtaken, if it has not already been, by Nigeria as the country with the most people living in extreme poverty. In 2015, 49% of the population of South Asia were living on less than $3.20 a day, and 80% were living on less than $5.50 a day. In the conclusion, I will restate and review the key points of the study and offer: intra-regional wealth disparity is a very significant independent based on profiles of victims identified by state authorities, or WHO. Pakistan Horizon is the flagship quarterly journal of the Institute. It is the oldest journal on international relations in South Asia. The Pakistan Institute of International Affairs (PIIA) is a non-official, non-party, and non-profit making body. This is all for today, friends. My name is Daisy and this was episode 10 of Asia and Oceania. See ya next time.